GPL3 would have been 95% the same license if the Microsoft Novell deal hadn't happened. Two paragraphs concern that question: what to do about a situation which didn't exist when the license was framed. When the license was framed and the first discussion draft was put out, we had a more general concern about downstream shielding in the first draft of Section 11 of the license. And a number of large vendors were very disappointed in that provision, and they said, we really think you should remove it. It's ambiguous, we don't know what it means, we don't know how to do it. And eventually we narrowed it very substantially, but in doing so, we said, you know, this is going to be a problem someday. And then a few months later, it became a problem, and we had to take time to fix it. Other things of greater importance in GPL to us, I would put into three categories. There's how to make a global copyright license, which wasn't thought about in 1991, and which it would be malpractice not to think about in 2006. There's how to secure the community as a whole against patent aggression by any member of the community, a subset of the overall patent problem, how to keep your friends from betraying you, not how to keep your enemies from hurting you. And with respect to that question of betrayal among friends, we think we've made progress to a complete solution. And the third is the question of what to do about lockdown for DRM purposes in consumer appliances and software meant for ordinary people to use in their ordinary life. And there we think we've made a very good arrangement among all the parties at the table to distinguish between business networks that try to implement high security by controlling what software runs on the business network, and consumer devices, things that people use in their ordinary daily lives, where we believe that the customer has some right to the rights that the manufacturer keeps to himself. So those, I think, are the areas where GPL3 is a major improvement and would have been an improvement regardless of the Microsoft Novell situation.